Hi everyone, my name is Rob Astor. Be reading How I Escaped the Vagaries of Time and Managed to Disappear from the World. The hour of Roman numeral one. I notice one afternoon a carriage and in it a baby whose glassy eyes reflected clouds. The baby had yet to learn the differences between the sexes, between the young and old, the rich and poor, how some of us are fast and others slow. It did not distinguish between broccoli and chicken. I sat down before a meal. I really can't tell you if it was breakfast or dinner, whether or not the scrambled eggs were runny. All I remember was a clock, the old archaic kind, with hands, a big clock towering over the city, or maybe it was just a crow crossing the face of the moon. Isn't it funny how we get used to the hands advancing the way they always do? At first I thought the clock was broken, the minutes and hours whirring like a fan, but then I noticed how the sun streaked across the sky, and how the stars arced. I mistook them for space junk, thought they were our own nuclear devices returning to bite us in the ass. My hands were only metacarpals littering the table. I watched with a mouthful of unchewed eggs as all my scattered bones blew away in puffs. The clock tower toppled, robots milled about like agitated bees, and then came a blinding flash of light. An acorn rolled across the table and fell to the ground. Burrowing into the soil, it became a green eruption that splintered into seedlings. Deep in the forest, I closed my eyes. I opened them again, and a new heaven and earth appeared, but without any glorious beings. I watched the universe explode. It reminded me of a woman in sunlight wearing a long navy blue dress, her bare calf emerging like a slow trickling brook from the dress's long slit, a shining white sandal glinting in the sun. Her young daughter beside her squinted into the brilliance. "Look, Mommy, who's that man at the table?" The woman turned and looked at me. "What man, honey, you're imagining things." But then something happened which proved to me my own existence. A crow bearing an acorn flew across that hollow of sky they used to call the moon. The hour of Roman numeral two. A man tugs on the red leash of a cocker spaniel held in the arms of a woman in a black bikini. Coming from behind, I am suddenly in Amsterdam, on an early evening strolling beneath white smudges of drifting clouds. I used to be younger than I am, and many times I've been older. Yellow leaves of cottonwood lie in clusters on the shore. I don't understand how the waters of the bay can hold so many more colors than the sky. Can you tell me how one place is another place, or how time can pass through all the things I've ever seen in her eyes? The lips of strangers are her lips. They say the things she used to say, though all the words are different. Words are also scattered on the shore. I fled that couple with the dog, the red leash, and the black bikini, but apparently they followed me. Why does everyone end up in Amsterdam? That city of discarded colors. And the hours progress. You'll have to read them. Thank you.